Good morning.
Good morning, Sensei.
I don't usually make New Year's resolutions, but one thing that I did this year was I asked myself, as your teacher, am I doing the best job that I can to make this Zendo a place to sit? And as I've mentioned many times during the course of the year, the heart of the practice is Zazen. It's the most important, is to sit. Not Dharma talks, not practice circles, but to sit is the most important thing. And so, as I was thinking about this, I thought that it is my responsibility, like I just said, to make this a place that's a place to sit first, with the priority being the first thing. So in this regard, there will be a few slight changes in our schedule. And again, this is designed to give as much time as we can in these 2 hours to practice our Zazen. Now, Bill is going to send this out so you can see it in writing, but I'm going to say it in words, and it may be difficult, I don't know, to actually catch it. But what I want to do is each week offer 3 periods of just sitting. But that's not going to be that much different than what we do now. So I'm just going to talk about the first Sunday and the second Sunday, but then it just repeats itself for the next two. So for the first Sunday of the month, there'll be the first period of sitting, the usual chants. Nothing will change there. And then in the second period, there will be a talk. And whatever time is left after I'm done, that will be sitting. And then the third period and the fourth period will just be sitting. So that should sort of guarantee 3 periods of Zazen. The second Sunday, the first period will be to sit. The second period will be to sit. And the third period will be to sit. And then the fourth period will be practice circle. And so then for the next 2 weeks, it'll just go around the second time. So there'll only be 2 Dharma talks a month, but there will be 2 practice circles, which I know people like to do. Now, another very important part of practice, and if you've been around the Zen block, you'll know just every Zendo that I've ever gone to also offers Daisan, so that won't change. It'll start in the third period, so that will remain the same. So the emphasis on sitting and being able to go to Daisan with your practice. Someone has probably said, well, what about the month that has 5 Sundays? So in that month, it'll be the same as the first week. The 5th week will be the same as the 1st week. The chant service, which we do, will be on the 3rd week that we have a Dharma talk, and it will occur at the end of the last period. And it's going to change the chants we do a little bit. And so there'll be 3 chants. One is the Heart Sutra, which is done all over the world. The second is the Gate of Sweet Nectar. Now, that's the one with calling out to hungry hearts, and the one that Steve helped us with. And the third one will be the Gatha for the Women of Zen. So those will be the 3 chants, and that should give a little more time for sitting. Now, another thing in terms of deepening practice that I'm going to start doing is 2 different kinds of retreats. And the first one is called a Zazenkai. Now, I'm sure a lot of you have heard that. They do it in Empty Bowl, they do it in Jersey City, they do it in Ridgewood. But we've never done it here, which I think has been a shortcoming of mine, that I haven't done this a long time ago. And Zazenkai means to come together for meditation. And it's a very short retreat, really, but it extends the opportunity to sit more. And so the way that would work is, and that would be once every 2 months, there'll be a Zazenkai. So what I would hope to do is this next month in February, begin the Zazenkais. I haven't decided yet which week that will occur in, but it'll probably be one of the 2 weeks where there's the talk, because that ends, and there's, you know, a lot of times the practice circles go over time, so it would be hard to do it. So the way a Zazenkai would work is, On the Sunday of the Zazen Kai, you would get here at 8 o'clock, and we would sit from 8 o'clock to 11 o'clock. We would sit from 8 to 11 o'clock, so that's 8, 9, 10, and 11. Those people are doing the Zazen Kai from 11 to 11:30. There'll be lunch. It'll be a brown bag lunch. And then at 11:30, we will sit from 11:30, the usual half-hour periods, until 1 o'clock. Now, you don't have to stay for the whole thing. You're welcome to stay for part of it or come in later and go for the rest of it. But I would encourage you to start doing these. It will take your practice deeper. And one of the other things is I'm hoping by doing this regularly, it may be less intimidating to go to one of the retreats like at Garrison. So it won't be a jump from, you know, a couple of hours on Sunday to 3 or 4 days of sitting. You'll have some practice. Then the other one, this is called a householder, Sesshin. And this will happen once a season, winter, spring, summer, and fall. And the way that works is it starts on a Thursday night, and it goes from 7 to 9 Thursday night and Friday night. And then on Saturday, from 9 to 2. So it's 2 hours on Thursday and Friday night, and from 9 to 2 on Saturday. And then on Sunday, the final part will be, instead of coming at 9, people that are doing the householder retreat will come at 8 and go to 11. So again, you can attend part or all of each one of these types of retreats. So there's the Zazen Kai, which basically goes from 8 to 1, and that's on Sunday, and it includes the regular schedule. And then there's the householder retreat, which is Thursday and Friday night, most of Saturday, and then start at 8 o'clock on Sunday. Now, the other thing that I want to continue to do is every month or two, probably every 2 months, is to bring in somebody or to ask somebody from the Zendo to take the practice circle period and talk about how you or they have taken their practice into your everyday life. So Roshi Ray has become quite a poet, and certainly his practice has informed his poetry. So he would be one example. Beth Bachman from Empty Bowl is involved in social activism, and she's run practice groups about this. That would be another example. Another example would be to Alan, my book partner. We would probably come in, it may take longer, but talk briefly about our book and then address the idea of how our practice informed the writing of that book. So those would be examples. Whether they actually happen or not, that will be the intent. So every couple of months we would have that. And that's the reason for that, as I've said, is because it's not enough to sit in the monastery and get high. It's very important that what this practice teaches us, we can use when we step out of here. So, very good.